You know, Barack Hussein Obama.
Oh, yeah, POTUS.
President of U.S. America.
I like pie. You like pie, too?
Yeah, I know. Okay. I'm trying to do my part to make him more like us. Okay? I mean, and by letting us know, by admitting that he likes pie.
Yeah.
I mean, think about how... It doesn't matter that he has a 747 that he flies around in. It doesn't matter that he goes on vacation on a separate jet from the rest of his family. It's important that he's just like us because he likes pie.
I like pie. You like pie?
See? That's what I mean. See?
I like pie.
Yeah. It just rolls right off your tongue.
I like pie. You like pie, too?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Of course, I can get messy if it rolls off your tongue.
Yeah.
I need a napkin.
That's right.
And... obviously, he painted himself into a real corner when he decided he was going to do this big speech.
Mm-hmm. In front of Congress.
Well, the first thing, and that's as we pointed out yesterday.
Right.
Really got to do that in front of Congress?
In front of his former peers.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, he's going to look out at that seat he used to sit in and think, boy, I was still out there.
They speak in the House. He speaks in the House.
Well,
so
that's true.
See that.
Oh,
but
yeah, that's right. Yeah, well.
But nonetheless. Yeah. Then he decided, well, he wasn't going to butt up against the Republicans, but what was really, shall we say, short-sighted was the fact that he decided he's going to bump up against the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, I don't know that that's a very wise thing. And so, you know, Jay Carney yesterday making sure that people knew he was going to be done before the kickoff. I mean... you'll be able to see. You may not see that pregame show,
right?
But you'll be able to see every exciting moment of the NFL big season kickoff on Thursday. So he'll hurry up and, you know, get whatever he has to say done, because after all, isn't the NFL more important than the well-being of our country?
Yes.
Well, yeah.
Come
on, ask.
I want to make sure.
Ask us something we don't know here. You know.
Yeah. Let's find all those people who are looking for jobs out there, because they need to be able to buy their beer so that they can sit down and watch the NFL. Quote, I can assure you that for all you football fans, he will be completed before kickoff between the New Orleans Saints and the Green Bay Packers. Now, that means that the speech is going to start at 6 o'clock our time.
Okay, and the football game starts at 7:30 hour. That's when the kickoff is.
Okay, which means that the president probably will not be seen live by many people, for instance, in California.
Because yeah, it'll be 4 o'clock.
That's 4 o'clock in the afternoon there.
Yeah, they're still in traffic.
The other thing that will be interesting is the fact that the Republicans will not be able to have a response.
Oh.
See, unless they want to open up a Republican channel on the cable and do that.
I hear there's availability on the Longhorn Network.
Yeah, they got.
That's right. Yeah. Well, I know that bump up against, you know, Longhorn Soccer.
They got a little distribution problem with that network, but nonetheless. But fear not, so that you know, John Boehner has decided that he will deliver his own speech.
Is anyone going to hear him?
Well, I don't know.
In front of Congress?
No.
Oh, just in front of the TV camera.
Is he going to be out in the hall?
I think it'll be next week.
Well, he'll have time.
He'll make sure his staff is there. Hopefully he won't cry. Mm-hmm. And
he'll have on a brilliant tie.
You know he will, because he'll do that to set off his tan.
Yeah.
And but generally the pundits say, despite the fact that this will be up against the NFL pregame show or whatever.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, that means some lost money for whatever network is.
It's NBC.
NBC.
Is it? Oh.
Yeah, it's NBC. But I'm assuming their pregame isn't more than 30 minutes, right?
It's their kickoff, though.
Yeah.
Well, I'm saying, but so Obama's got an hour to get this thing done, right?
I don't know what time the game kicks off.
It kicks off at 8:30. I'm talking Eastern. Let's talk Central.
Well,
it
then
kicks
that's
off at 7:30. That's what time he kicks off, 7:30.
Okay, well, he's got to be finished by 7 is what they're
saying. Well, that gives him an hour.
But he... no.
You said his speech starts at 6 our time.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, he's got to be finished by 7. That gives him an hour.
That's the pregame show?
Yes.
The pregame show starts
so
at 7.
They only have a half-hour pregame show. I mean...
That's what I don't know. I'm assuming it's just a half an hour.
I got you.
Yeah.
So anyhow, He's got to do this. But, you know, really, aside from all that, he needs to probably deliver the speech of his career. I mean, does he have answers? I want answers. I want the truth.
You can't handle the truth.
I know. That's exactly right. Now, here's a new CNN poll that came out yesterday that said 66% of the respondents disapprove of the way the president is handling the federal deficit. Mm-hmm. That'd be... That's about two-thirds, you know?
That's right. Just about two-thirds.
Just about. 62% disapprove of the way he's handling unemployment. And they've said already that unemployment is going to be at 9% well into 2012.
And yeah, it's not going to get to 6% till 17.
There's never been a president who has been elected, reelected, with unemployment at that level. Now, what's interesting is the Quinnipiac poll found that voters still blame George Bush for the economy, 53% to 32%. See, they're wrong. I think it's Herbert Hoover. I think we need to go back to Hoover.
Right.
Hoover's the one who caused the problem.
Exactly.
They'll be hanging this on 43.
I blame Warren Harding.
Well, it could be him, too. It's just wrong to be blaming that on
And that punk Chester Arthur, if I ever see him.
Man,
I'm going to rip those sideburns right off his face.
That William Henry Harrison, he screwed things up in just a month.
Yeah. So right. He was long-winded, made his Baptist preacher look like Reader's Digest.
Been dying to use that one, haven't you?
Yeah.
What'd Chester Arthur ever do to you?
Exactly.
He wasn't in the office long enough for it to matter.
Yeah. No, William Henry Harrison wasn't in office.
Them too.
Yeah.
So
he's our only president named Chester. You know that?
Yeah. Behind his back, they called him Drawers.
I got you, Chester Drawers.
Yeah, we were there.
All right, anyway.
That's going to be my new radio name when we switch to country and I have to become a DJ again.
Yeah, Chester Drawers?
Chester Drawers.
You don't want to be an Alamo hero?
One of you boys can be buck naked.
I'll be Travis Crockett.
There you go. Okay. Even better. Even better.
Yeah. Take care of that. Now, in the meantime, remember that the Republicans were talking... What?
Go, Travis. We're with you, buddy. Yeah.
Mornings with Travis Crockett and Davey Bowie.
Right.
Butt naked, Chester Drawers.
Traffic with Buck Naked and sports with Chester Drawers.
Hi, I'm Leslie Lear.